In a federal court in Tampa yesterday, former USF student Ahmed Mohammed was sentenced to a maximum of 15 years in a federal prison for providing material support to terrorists. Mohammed and fellow USF student Yusef Magehed were arrested in August of 2007 in Goose Creek, South Carolina, after deputies initially stopped them for traveling 60 miles per hour in a 45 mile per hour zone. A sheriff's deputy said that he became suspicious when one of the men closed a laptop computer and placed it in the back seat when the car was pulled over. A search of the vehicle's trunk turned up a PVC pipe containing a potassium nitrate mixture compacted between plugs of cat litter, about 20 feet of safety fuse, and containers filled with gasoline and a potassium nitrate mixture. Authorities also searched Muhammad's laptop computer and found what prosecutors said contained a large number of file folders containing, quote, information relating to the manufacture and use of bombs, rockets, and other explosives, including several video recordings showing the use of such devices to attack and destroy manned U.S. military vehicles. Yesterday in court, that video was shown for the first time to the public. Muhammad's attorneys argued that there was no evidence that anyone ever viewed the video and took action, and that there were no identified victims of the crime. One of those attorneys was Linda Moreno, who discussed the case today in speaking on WMNF's True Talk program.
One is assessing what you're going to do in a case like this. You have to look at it in terms of the risk to the client. The government had superseded the indictment. What that really means is they added more serious charges, and Ahmed was looking at life in prison. We decided, after urging from his family and from Ahmed, to try to see if we could reach a negotiation with the government. What's interesting about the charge that we negotiated with the government was that it had a maximum statutory period of time in prison of 15 years, but it had no mandatory minimum, meaning the judge could have sentenced him to no time or to probation.
Oh, okay. So
that's interesting. That's interesting because if Ahmed Mohammed was this dangerous, pathological, potential Mohammed Atta, which is the way the government portrayed him, why would they negotiate with us on a particular charge where the court could have sentenced him to probation?
In June, a plea bargain resulted in six charges and a possible life sentence being removed from consideration in Mohammed's sentencing. Attorney Linda Moreno said the legal team defending Ahmed Mohammed tried to get the case thrown out of court on First Amendment grounds.
We're the most vocal people on earth. And in those opinions, we have the most hateful, provocative speech. And under the First Amendment, our position is that that is tolerated. Indeed, that needs to be protected. So we attacked the indictment on those grounds. The motion was never decided, however, because a plea bargain had been reached. I think that the government was concerned about it because in their sentencing memorandum to the judge, they talked about the implications of the First Amendment. There's no question that this kind of conduct and behavior is, I believe, in a gray area.